Hey everyone, it's me, Christopher, for English for You, along with Anna.
Hi everyone, I'm Anna.
And you might be wondering why we're wearing some funny hats, right?
I'm a cowgirl today.
She is a cowgirl. And if I say this incorrectly, I'm going to feel so embarrassed, but 斗笠.
斗笠.
Okay.
And so you're a farmer today?
Yes, I am a farmer today. And an English teacher. I am a farmer who teaches English to his cows and chickens and fields. But we're wearing these hats because today we're talking about a special holiday where you dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what holiday it is?
应该是 Halloween 哦。
Right. Okay. I was hoping one of the kids would raise their hand and I'd say, you, what's your answer? But, man, I wouldn't be able to see them. It'd be kind of silly. But let's get right into the article.
Reading.
Halloween isn't just for kids.
Every year on October 31st, there is a stream of ghosts, vampires, and ghouls that pour out onto the streets. They dress mostly in black, with masks on, and fill the night with fright.They're celebrating Halloween, a holiday that started in ancient Scotland and is dedicated to all things spooky. These monsters used to just be children in costumes, going door to door in search of candy. But these days, kids aren't the only ones who dress up. Adults throw costume parties and wear disguises ranging from witches and werewolves to mummies and zombies.Many people try their best to look horrible by using fake blood, wigs, false teeth, and lots of white powder. In addition, they often wear black capes and wield saws and axes to look even scarier. Many people also choose to wear cute costumes instead of creepy ones. They might don outfits to turn into Iron Man, the new Pope, or giant rubber ducks this year.People will keep this ancient holiday fresh with new costume ideas every year. So, what will you be?
Every year, on October 31st, there is a stream of ghosts, vampires, and ghouls that pour out onto the streets.
Right. A stream of...
Yeah.
Like a river of... A line of ghosts, vampires...
Yeah.Yeah, kind of. A stream of means like a steady flow or succession. So if I say a stream of water, it means water moving. But if I say a stream of people, it just means like a steady flow, like a lot of people moving in one direction. So think of the MRT, right, in Taipei. There's a lot of people, a stream of people getting onto the trains.
对，其实这边用得很生动哦，因为 stream 我们都会觉得它是溪流的意思，但是如果说是人群啊，鱼贯的进入啊，或者是一排的人啊，一整行的人啊，然后大家缓慢的移动，其实就可以用 a stream of。我们看到 ghosts 鬼啊，不是 go vampires 吸血鬼 and ghouls
what's
that
ghouls it's kind of weird they're like a mix between.Something that's dead, but...
Zombies?
Not quite a zombie. Usually ghouls are just kind of like... I don't know, they're like...
They're ghosts. Kind of,
they're not ghosts, they're not zombies, they're ghouls, and I really don't know how to describe them in a good way.
不过啊，我记得我有学生在打电动，然后他电动的主角呢，就是这个 ghouls。我记得那个电动应该是翻成什么食尸鬼之类的。Anyways, 有一点点像 zombie.
Right, you could probably think of them as like really stupid, ugly...helpers of bad guys. But anyway, here's an example for a stream of. Benny let out a stream of jokes that made the audience laugh. Benny let out a stream of jokes that made the audience laugh. So he let out a lot of jokes in a row.
所以这个字如果用来搭配 jokes 的话变成就有一连串的意思哦一连串的这个笑话呢然后让大家都很开心。所以这个 a stream of, 我们可以把它学起来因为它还蛮好用的又很生动。 好 ，anyways， 当如果要扮鬼呀、啊，扮这个 vampires 吸血鬼，甚至是 ghoul 这些食尸鬼呢 ，they dress mostly in black and makes on and fill the night with fright、
oh,。
大家都会觉得有一点害
怕。masks on.
Yeah, masks.
Right, masks.
然后大家都会觉得很害怕。
And they fright, and that's the, fright is the feeling of fear, especially if you feel it suddenly. So if I jump out and scare Anna, she'd feel fright, she'd be scared, right? So the little girl, shook with fright, when her older brothers jumped out of the closet to scare her. The little girl shook with fright when her older brothers jumped out of the closet to scare her.Fright is spelled F-R-I-G-H-T. So the word right with an F at the front. Fright.
Fright 就是恐惧的意思。当然我们知道在那个 Halloween 的前一天晚上都会有 Halloween parties, 然后大家都会扮成不一样的这个样子。那当然如果你要扮鬼的话可能通常都会穿着什么黑色啊。那在英文当中如果我们要说穿黑色其实就可以用 dress in black, 用印加颜色就可以了。With masks on.而且还戴着面具哦，当然我们知道这个面具在这里不是口罩的意思，它指的是那些古怪的面具。后面的 fill A with B 其实可以把它抽出来，用 B 来充满着 A， so they fill the night with fright， 用恐惧让这个夜晚呢觉得很恐怖。
Right, okay, let's continue. They're celebrating Halloween, a holiday that started in ancient Scotland.And is dedicated to all things spooky.
Spooky?
Yeah, it means like scary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we see celebrate as well. And that's to take part in special enjoyable activities in order to show that a particular occasion is important. So if you want to celebrate Christmas in the U.S., some people wear like...sweaters that have trees or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Santa Claus or snowmen. So it's like when you want to celebrate, you just kind of want to dress up, get in the mood.
所以不管是这个生日的时候戴个小小的那个尖尖的那个 hat, 或者是呢在 Halloween 的时候呢举办一个 party, 都是为了要 celebrate, 要庆祝。这是一个动词。要庆祝什么呢？他们当然是在庆祝 Halloween。那么 Halloween, 逗点之后的 a holiday, 从这里开始呢全部都是用来补充说明 Halloween, 如果你不是很清楚的话。那么我们可以从 that 到句尾把它抓出来，它其实是一个关系子句。Halloween is a holiday that started in ancient Scotland. 它其实很古早古早是起源于 Scotland. And it's dedicated to all things spooky.
Right, which is kind of like scary, creepy, yeah.
就是恐怖的意思。
These monsters used to just be children in costumes going door to door in search of candy.Now, a costume is a set of clothes worn in order to look like something else or someone else, especially for a part in a play or for a party. Right now, we have costumes, kind of. I mean, we only have hats. But if we wanted to wear a whole costume, Anna might have a leather jacket on and some spurs, which are the little metal spiky balls that go at the...And your boots. And I, if I were a farmer, might have a tank top on, because it'd be hot outside, right?
Right. 所以在这里的 costume 呢，当然就是像小孩子的话，可能就是会去 go trick-or-treating. 那当然身上就会打扮成不一样的样子，有人扮成南瓜或小鸭或小巫婆啊，都可以。这个 costume 其实就是一个特殊目的所穿的服装，跟平常不太一样，所以也可以翻成是戏服的意思。
Right. And here's an example for costume.In his costume, Frank looked like an ancient mummy. In his costume, Frank looked like an ancient mummy.
Mummy 是木乃伊。
Sounds like it could be spooky, right?
Right.
Okay, but these days, kids aren't the only ones who dress up. Now, to dress up means wear formal clothing for an occasion. Usually, we say dress up to indicate wearing fancy clothing, like a suit or a dress.But here we use it to mean the formal wear of a holiday or a costume.
OK, 所以其实如果 dress up 的话呢，就表示你有一个特殊目的，比如说你要去上班啦，或是要去上学啦，有时候我们会把它翻成所谓的盛装打扮，你通常会有一个 occasion, 有一个场合要去，所以你要穿着的那个样子。那么在这里当然为了 Halloween dress up, 应该就是只穿戏服的意思。
Right, shall we continue?
Yeah.
Alright, adults throw costume parties and wear disguises ranging from witches,and werewolves to mummies and zombies,right? And we see range. Range means to vary within specified limits, which might sound a little confusing. So, for example, in this sentence, ranging from, like, witches to werewolves, we mean, to mean that in that type of genre or that type of costume, the outfits range, right? Mm.
所以这里的 range 其实就是指的是一个范围的意思。
Right, exactly. Perfect.
All right,
here's an example for range. The age of the students ranges from 14 to 17. The age of the students ranges from 14 to 17.
比如说这个 Craig 刚提到的这个例句啊，就提到学生的年纪，那它的范围是 from 14 to 17. 所以你大概也可以猜得出来 ,range 这个字通常也会搭配着from 什么什么 to 什么什么，既然我谈到一个范围，当然你要给我一个起始跟一个终点，大概是在什么样的范围之内 ？Range from 什么什么 to 什么什么
？Right, exactly, and that's why we say range has specified limits. And in this case, the age is 14 to 17.
Right.
So no one 18 years old or 13 could participate, right?
Right.
All right. Now we also see throw parties, and that just means to host a party.
Throw parties?
Yeah, you don't throw a party. You just throw parties just means to host a party, to be the person that says, come to my house, I'm going to throw a party or host a party.
Is it a slang?
I don't think it's a slang at all. I mean, it's hard for native English speakers to know what is slang sometimes because it's used every day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of like your jio. It has many meanings, right? But do you think of it as slang?
No.
Yeah, but, like, for us, it might be, if you translate jio into English, sometimes the translation, depending on the situation, is slang.
Okay.
But other times it is not.
Okay. 所以有时候我们说，哎，我要办一个 party. I'm gonna have a party. I'm gonna throw a party. I'm gonna host a party. I'm gonna...Hold a party?
You could say hold a party, I guess.
Yeah, but we usually say have a party, throw a party, host a party. Anyways, 他们就是会用这个动词，所以其实也不要看到它就觉得有丢的意思。那么举办 party 也可以用 throw.
Right. It's also our shortcut for you. So let's check out this example.
Shortcut for you.
Good news, Pat! I've just got a new job!
Oh, fantastic! We should throw a party!
But a party's too heavy to throw.
To throw a party means to have, hold, or arrange a party.
I see what you mean. Throw a party means 举办派对. Great idea!
Exactly! What kind of party do you want to throw?
Why don't we throw a fancy dress party?
Oh, I do like dressing up. What theme should we go for?
How about the letter E?
Huh?
Every costume should have something to do with the letter E.
Wow, that sounds interesting. I'm looking forward to throwing this party.
Okay, great example, but it's time to get back to the article.Many people try their best to look horrible by using fake blood, wigs, false teeth, and lots of white powder.
White powder?
Yeah.
What's that for?
It's usually to make your skin look pale.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So you might want to look as white as paper so that I could maybe look like a vampire or a ghost. Because my skin's too tan, right, to be a ghost?
还好啦
Okay, right. And we see this word horrible. And horrible means very bad, unpleasant, or disgusting.
所以 horrible 其实就是那种很恐怖的意思。
Right. And here's an example sentence for you. I smelled a horrible odor coming from your kitchen sink.
My kitchen sink?
Yeah.
好吧，我承认吧。I killed it. I killed a rat.
You killed a rat?
Uh-huh.
And then you just left it in your kitchen sink?
Right.
Instead of in the trash can, or like out the window, you just put the dead rat in your sink. That's gross.
Okay, 所以 horrible 其实就有很糟啊，很不愉快啊，很恐怖啊的意思。因为我们看到那鬼啊 vampires 那种感觉都是很糟糕，所以他们会用一些什么，用血啊，这个 wigs 假发啊，甚至还打上很多的白粉。而且除此之外呢 ，in addition, they often wear black capes.
Right. Yeah.
Wield.
Yeah, wield saws. It means like to handle, like in a kind of scary or violent way. Yeah, they'll wield saws and axes to look even scarier. And many people also choose to wear cute costumes instead of creepy ones.
Creepy?
Yeah, creepy means strange and slightly scary.
就是很令人恐怖的，令人站立的，有点怪怪的 ，creepy, scary, frightening.
Right.And we also have one more sentence. They might don outfits to turn into Iron Man, the new Pope, or giant rubber ducks for this year. And people keep this ancient holiday fresh with new costume ideas every year. So, what will you be?
你也可以想想看今年的 Halloween 要扮成什么。不过别走开，我们还有一个 For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question. If you dress up for Halloween this year, what costume would you choose?
You know what? I'm always a witch.
Uh-huh.
On Halloween.
So are you going to be a witch this year too?
Yes.
Oh.
What about you? If you dress up for Halloween this year, what costume would you choose?
Oh, I don't know.
Iron Man?
I don't think I would pick a superhero. I would pick some kind of inanimate object, like something that you could have in your house, but you would never guess to wear as a costume, like a lamp or like a hot plate.
A hot plate?
Yeah, you know where you...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like the idea of dressing up as something that is not...that interesting, because I think it's funnier. Although, I might actually this year, for Halloween, I think my girlfriend and I have discussed me going as Wreck-It Ralph from the Disney cartoon and her going as Vanellope von Schweetz.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you seen this movie?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard of that.
So that's my... I'll be Wreck-It Ralph. I'll have big hands like this big.
Oh, that's good. What about you? If you dress up for Halloween this year, what costume would you choose?
Halloween isn't just for kids.
Every year on October 31st, there is a stream of ghosts, vampires, and ghouls that pour out onto the streets. They dress mostly in black, with masks on, and fill the night with fright. They're celebrating Halloween.A holiday that started in ancient Scotland and is dedicated to all things spooky. These monsters used to just be children in costumes, going door to door in search of candy. But these days, kids aren't the only ones who dress up. Adults throw costume parties and wear disguises ranging from witches and werewolves to mummies and zombies.Many people try their best to look horrible by using fake blood, wigs, false teeth, and lots of white powder. In addition, they often wear black capes and wield saws and axes to look even scarier. Many people also choose to wear cute costumes instead of creepy ones. They might don outfits to turn into Iron Man, the new Pope, or giant rubber ducks this year.People will keep this ancient holiday fresh with new costume ideas every year. So, what will you be?
Vocabulary Review. A stream of
Firefighters sprayed the burning building with a stream of water. Fright. Children were filled with fright after watching a movie about ghosts. Costume. The woman wore a Mickey Mouse costume so no one would recognize her. Range. Frank can sing many songs, which range from rock to country. Horrible. Many people think that spiders are horrible animals to be around. Creepy. Walking in the graveyard at night can give you a creepy feeling.